Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Yes, so you know, we're playing this because...
I was talking to Lola because I've fallen in love with this girl.
He's fallen in love with Dua Lipa, doesn't have any idea about how to sing her songs, so we had to play this.
I've fallen in love with her intelligence, her brilliance.
Mitch,
her
that is bullshit.
Acumen. Brilliant, she's
business
a genius.
Acumen,
sorry. She's an absolute genius. No. Anyway, the other thing is that I was having a laugh with Lola in the car the other day about this. And, you know, one of the lyrics is break my heart. But I said to Lola, she's not saying break my heart. And she goes, what's she saying? I says, she's saying break my height. And she goes, what? And I said, yeah. She's saying break my height. And she goes, she's not saying break my height. She's saying break my heart. And I said, no, she's not. And if you haven't listened to the song, she is literally saying break my height. Can we play it?
No.
At the end. Yeah. Watch, you'll have to listen to very... Very last lyric is it. She is Lola's like she's saying break. No, no, it's the rest song. Listen.
Sorry. Oh my goodness. Do you feel proud of yourself?
It's the little things in life.
Oh my gosh. You went an argument with your 10-year-old daughter.
But it just shows just how much attention I've been paying.
To Dua Lipa.
To Dua Lipa and her lyrics, isn't it? I fucking love her. She's awesome.
Oh my goodness. It's so funny because Lola came in. She goes, Dad really likes Dua Lipa. I'm sad. What if Mum's going to be sad about that? I went, Mum won't be sad about that.
And Dad will be fucking happy.
She won't be sad about that. She understands
Daddy's way out of
Dua Lipa's league.
I don't know.
Dua Lipa's way out of his league, actually. I got it wrong. God, anyway. Oh, dear. The things we do.
Anyway, it's the little things in life.
Little Break Lola, though. She's so cute. What are we talking about today?
Very sensitive kid, Lola. I don't know.
She's beautiful. I love her so much.
We always start with I don't know, but we really kind of do know, don't we?
Yes. Well, we were going to talk about... What were we going to talk about? Now I've actually forgotten. Oh, that's what we were going to talk about.
This is a terrible podcast.
Well, so far, I'm sure it'll get better. I've got all my fingers and toes crossed that it's going to get better.
Okay, go.
Did
you leave your fucking phone on? Are you kidding?
I left my phone on. Oh, yours rang the other day in a podcast.
15 minutes into it.
What was I going to say? Oh, that's what we were going to talk. We're going to talk about how the universe has your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of examples of that happening lately. And I think I just wanted to, I suppose, explore what that looks like for me and how I see that. But then also, I suppose, how we can... I don't know how maybe other people can, I don't know how other people can see it, use it, understand it or whatever. I know for me, we've had a few weeks of like madness, and this is like madness is not the right word, I suppose, but it's just been one thing happen after another. So a couple of weeks ago we had relationships anew.
Mm-hmm.
And the morning of, no, 2 days before, we were told that Mary couldn't attend Relationships Anew because she was a close contact of Pete who'd got COVID. And then she ended up getting COVID on the day.
Yeah.
So either way, she wouldn't have been attending. So everybody stepped up, like really stepped up to be able to take over Mary's role. Mary plays a massive part in that, right?
Mm.
And we've done all this work really intensely, you know, to make sure that role is covered, everybody's on track, we've got a massive logistics team, everyone's on board. Then we start R&Y,
mm-hmm.
and the second morning of Relationships Anew, somebody has presented
a
rat test that they'd contracted it and they'd tested that morning. And that meant the whole seminar. We had the first time in almost 20 years that mm-hmm. we've ever had to cancel a seminar mid-seminar.
Yeah.
There was one time you got sick in a relationships and you, that's right. Do you remember? And I did the second day of it, but then you came back for the third. But this was just like another thing. So we all isolated. There was all that stuff going on. And then just to top off and round off a beautiful week, on the Friday afternoon, we get a phone call from our gorgeous Tash, who said that she was moving on. And I know it was just as difficult for Tash to tell us that as it was for us to hear it, in the sense that not so much that we weren't happy for her that she got the role, but more so because you feel like you're losing a family member, the family's breaking up, in a way that she's not going to be there. And so
it's like
there was
losing
that.
A bad aunt. Do you know what I mean?
A bad aunt or aunt?
A bad aunt. Do you know what I mean? It's like getting rid of the bad auntie
true.
That you were never really
that's
into.
That's not true. You're just teasing her because she's sitting here listening to this at the moment. Anyway, but then it's been, it feels like when stuff like that happens, I think it tends to happen where one thing happens and the next thing, then the next thing, and it kind of accumulates. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It feels like. It was a week, that week, and then there's been a few things happened since, Anyway, I know, though, like when that happened, particularly with the Tash situation, I knew that we were going to be okay and I knew Tash was going to be okay. I still had my moment of being upset because I felt like it's a sense of separation that, she's going to go in a different – we're not going to see her as much, Mm-hmm. The place is definitely going to be quieter without mm-hmm. her here. But there's also that knowing that life doesn't – like life has our back. Like the thing that needs to happen in order for us to move to the next level that we had all envisioned, including Tash for MJB or for us personally, has been set in motion. Do you know what I mean? And we didn't know how that was going to look. We didn't know how that was going to play out. Plays out in the way exactly the way it needs to play out. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's
to me, it's like, I don't know. Life feels like another thing that's happening is we decided, much to Tasha's dismay, after a couple of problems with our CRM system, that we're going to change over to the new CRM system.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, the guy who was helping us with the current one has also said he's moving on. And it's like this synchronicity of timing in terms of just things falling into place. And that to me feels like it's like when you're clear with your vision, when you're clear with your goal, when you're clear with the outcome that you want and you're envisioning that outcome, everything will fall into place the way it's meant to. Sometimes you won't love it. You won't love the fact that, yes, you've got to say goodbye to people along the way, or you don't like the change that's occurring, but life has your back and everything that's meant to happen happens. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. So I think that it takes time for people to learn that, and it's taken me years of going through the thing of, the example of somebody leaving and you panic and you think, fuck, we're never going to get anybody better or we're never going to be able to replace this, or the person's leaving with all this information, or I'm losing the contract or whatever it is. And over time, you start to see that that's just not the case, and that in the moment, it's just your emotional self and your emotional self. And emotion is energy in motion. So your energy is going from good to bad to right to wrong to, to construction, destruction, and you're oscillating and tick-tocking, and that's when your energy's in motion and you're emotional about stuff and you can't see it. So emotion cannot override, certainty cannot override emotion when you're emotional. So one of the things that I've started to notice over the past probably 8 years is that when these things happen now, I'm less emotional because I know it's always going to be all right. I know I start, I don't proclaim to start to understand how the universe works, but in some way,
universe, that's kind of what we teach. So you do sort of proclaim.
The universe, well, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm a scholar in it, but the way in which the universe operates, it shows us all the time that it's just part of the evolution of a product or a process or a service or a business or our partners or our ability to have relationships, that, we don't go backwards, Do you know what I mean? Consciousness, I say it all the time, consciousness doesn't go backwards. So we always get, everybody always gets a better version of who they are or where they are. Does that make sense? So it's a bit like, it's a bit like when a person is, you know, you got somebody in a job and, you know, you start to recognize, and this is what happens. It just takes a lot to do that. This is why I know how attached Tash is to working with us and what she's done and what she's created. So what my deepest admiration is in Tash being able to go, okay, I've done what I can do here. And what I'm doing now is I'm moving on to where I wanted to move on after knowing how much time and effort she's put into getting us this far. And a great example is, you know, we were interviewing for the new person to come into the role. And Tash is there, you know, protecting her baby and handing it her baby over to someone.
Making sure it's handing over to the right person.
Yeah, and, you know, and then, you know, meeting with the person afterwards to make sure inside of herself that she's able to look at us and go, no, this is the right fit. This is where this needs to go.
So I love that.
Yeah, that's when you start to know you've created a great team. But it's like sometimes people have people in positions and jobs and the people just don't want to be there. But you hold on to the person, and when you do that, you rip that person who you're holding on to from going to where they need to go to, mm-hmm. to do what they love. But you also rip the person off who's meant to have them in their organization from having that person.
Mm-hmm.
You also rip the person off who was meant to take that role, who would suit it and mm-hmm. love it, from being in that role. So there's a lot going on when people are holding on to that stuff and not able to go, look, I get that this is just not working anymore, you know, and helping the person to select themselves, you know, and encouraging them to go, okay, I get that I'm at my limit and it's time for me to, you know, this is awesome, but it's time for me to find and you guys to find and me to find something that's really important. And when we let go of the emotional attachment, we always get over and above what we expect. You know,
everybody does, every part of the equation. So I was going to actually talk about that, because we speak about that. We speak about the law of conservation, that you can't take from the universe without it immediately being replaced, yeah. right? And so we know that intrinsically in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you become, like, you become attached to the form in which it comes sometimes, that – And like, just as an example of Tash, right, we're attached to the form of Tash. We love her energy and her vibrancy around here, you know, and we've loved that for 4 years that she's been with us. But the principle of conservation is understanding that you can't take without it immediately being replaced. So we understand that we, like you and I, when we found out, we were sitting next to each other, we found out and we were like, whoa, this is big, because that means, you know, Tash is no longer going to be there, you know. But we still automatically knew that it was whatever. If Tash made that choice, she made that, like, it was very clear in Tasha's voice that she'd made that choice yeah. because she was handed a role that was really aligned with what she had studied this, like, in the first place for. Do you know what I mean? And so it was now about, okay, we understand the law of conservation, but you also have to understand the law of evolving conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And that we tell this story in STP about the fact that we don't – when it's replaced, it's not replaced by the same thing. It's always replaced in a evolved way. That's not to take away from Tash in any way. It's just to take and say, this is the next step and yep. this is what the next step requires. So whenever we refill a role in the business – it's like when Duncan left, it was like, whoa, we've got to replace Duncan. But we don't want to just replace Duncan. We want to be able to replace Duncan with someone that can do more than what Duncan did. And that's not to take anything away from Duncan himself, because he was yeah. amazing, right? But Tasha's brought in, she's made the, like, brought to life some of the stuff that I've had in my head for years. The planner, the inspired accountability planner, the transform your wealth, which was such a big task to undertake, and then flip the script. Relationships are new online. We would never, ever, ever been thought in many millions of years that we would be able to put relationships in new online.
Mm-hmm.
And Tash helped us do that. We had an idea and Tash helped us, and that's her little baby.
Yeah.
And now that that's happened, it's like, okay, the next level of It's like what now is going to be replaced is just another level of that. Mm. Everything builds on itself, you know. And I think that that's when you can understand that, I think you can understand that life always has your back. If Tash had come when Duncan was here, we wouldn't have been ready for Tash. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And this new person, whoever, you know, the new person that we have, if we had met this person years before, we possibly wouldn't have been ready. And we needed to have Tasha's energy and focus and love and care for all of the clients here in order to get to this place. Do you know what I mean? So she's forever going to be a part of MJB. But what it means is that just having that understanding means that you don't I'm not going to be here mourning the loss of Tash because I haven't lost anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I understand that Tash is not going to be in our space, but that doesn't mean she's ever a part of – never ever going to be a part of the family. She's always going to be a part of the family because she's been an integral part of making the family what it is, if that makes sense. Yeah. So having that understanding of understanding how the laws work means that you get to see that life is beside you. It's with you. It's like it's not trying to give you a hard time. And if we didn't understand the laws and we were like too emotional about that and wanting to hold on to Tash, well, she'd be upset. We'd be upset in a way that we wouldn't know how to move forward. So understanding the laws means that you can move forward. If that makes sense.
And I think what also happens is that when you understand the laws, it takes the emotion. Like it's like somebody, you know, losing a partner. You know, when they hold on to the partner or the form in which they got what they were getting from the partner and they have this attachment to it, then they split from that person and then they're emotional about it. If they're emotional about the loss, then they just get the partner again but in another form.
Yep.
So therefore they can't. You know, when you're not emotional about the loss and you and it takes, that's what I'm saying, it takes time, it takes life experience to understand that that's how, and people go, oh my God, isn't it magic that this person turned up, this new person turned up, and it's like, no, there's it's nothing not magic. There's nothing magic about it at all, that's life. So when it turns up in the new form and you start to, you know, you start to be emotionally attached to what's outgoing, you get a different form of what's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And you feel different about it. And then you start to feel, holy shit, you know, this is life. Life, that, because I was thinking, you know, about talking to my kids about relationships and because I know that they're going to start to go through that within the next couple of years. Being able to talk to them about, you know, understanding what your worth and your value is and what you bring somewhere and knowing that life has your back. If I can get them to understand that as early in the game as possible, I think it's going to make life very different for them.
Mm.
If I can get them to start to pay attention to, okay, what do you feel you lost? Where did it turn up? So where is the new form of how it turned up a better service to you? You know, and really helping them to understand that, I think will free them in a way that gives them, you know, a level of greater navigation inside of themselves and greater attachment to who they are and to their connection to life as opposed to the connection to objects or people.
So do you think that that's the key then? Just understanding the conservation, or do they have to understand other aspects, other laws? So what you've just said is, how does that benefit you? Do you know what I mean? Where's the blessing in that? What do you think you lost, right? What left? And what's the blessing in that?
Yeah.
And then what does that leave you open to becoming and bringing in?
Mm-hmm.
And who have you become as a result of that?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're faced with challenges, it's really about, this is something we say all of the time, it's like really checking in with who you've become as a result of that. Because if you can understand who you become and what you've had to do and who you have to be when these things happen, then you understand that actually everything is there for a reason. And this is, doesn't matter whether we've now found somebody to take that role, right? But also I knew even before that, right, I was not attached. I knew that even if we had a week or 2 weeks without Tash here, I knew that that was going to be really, really difficult if we didn't have a new person. But I also knew that whoever was meant to be the person for the role would show up for the role. Does that make sense? It's like having that knowing, I think just makes it sit, I don't know, you just feel, I don't know, for me I just feel assured that whether the person, like it turns out that the person is going to be with Tash and is going to have the chance to overlap and to get some training and to get an understanding of what Tash has done, right? But even if that's not the case, I know that it would have worked out the way it was meant to work out. I knew that before. I was not attached to that, if that makes sense. I just knew that however this was going to show up, it was going to show up.
But
you know?
The other thing then as well is that it's also about being aware that you don't get attached to the new form in which it shows
exactly.
up. By becoming elated or like
correct.
Infatuating or inflating the exactly. person. Hey, this person's going to... You got to just be in the land of, okay, this is going to be what it's going to be. You know what I mean? It's going to be... This is going to turn out the way it needs to turn out. Because 100%. Otherwise... Whenever you place massive expectations on the incoming person, they will always be balanced out.
Yeah.
If you've got an inflation or you've got, you know, an infatuation on the person that's coming in and how they turn up, then you're back doing the same thing just the other way around.
Exactly.
You know, so you've got to understand that don't have high expectations.
100%.
You know, just be really clear in your communication about what you bring, what they bring, and then find the union and then work with that.
100%. I think that's the message I want to get across. But I think we're recording this with Tash in the room. So I just want to say we are so grateful for you. We love you. Tash. You're always a part of the family. And we're going to miss your loudness around here. It's going to be very, very, very quiet around here when it comes when you're not here. The first day you're not here, I'm going to like, where is Tash?
I don't know. This sort of person coming in
could be just as loud. Won't be the same loud and without the earrings and without all the energy. We love you endlessly. You're always a part of the family.
You're up, pal.
Endless love. You want me to sing Endless Love now to finish up? No. Enough singing for one day with Dua Lipa. Break My Heart. That's how we started. Oh my goodness.
It's not
the
break
song.
My heart. It's not Break My Heart.
It was.
Break My Heart.
I forgot about that. Oh my God. Oh dear.
Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook, and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.